Tom Perry was listening to that, founder of Mandate Now, a pressure group calling for the introduction of mandatory reporting of suspected and known child abuse. Tom, hello.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
When you saw Sir Bradley reveal what he revealed, I guess your mind went straight to the people around a young boy or girl learning in an environment like that, and who would have been there potentially to see either what was happening or the impact on him.
Just so, the first thing I think about what organisation, who was the coach employed by, what was the organisation, where was the fund, who was it funded by, and that then helps us, if you like, get on the first rung of the ladder. Mm. These people who are in these positions of trust, were responsible for the care of children in their charge, are known as, I'm sorry to get very crinkly about this, they're known as regulated activities. And, the tragedy that we have in this country is that the safeguarding framework for regulated activities, which are largely are employed in institutional settings, is utterly defunct. It doesn't work and it cannot work. And there are very clear reasons for this. It was designed, the design of it was entirely grounded on social work. Social workers deal largely with neglect and abuse within the family, not abuse that occurs in institutional settings, or the very complex matter of reporting abuse that may have occurred outside the institutional setting, reporting that abuse inside the setting. So, and it then getting to the appropriate agency. It counts for none of that. And so, therefore, what we have is we have personnel who are left on a limb saying, well, you should report, and all you hear is the word should. I'm fed up with the word should. I can't begin to tell you. I hear it at every point. Oh, we should have done. You should do this. Yes, everybody should do this. Look, I should lose weight. I should drink less. I should take more exercise. But there's no one to, encourage me or sanction me if I don't
do things. Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's a big chunk of the problem.
Can I ask you, what about, I was talking to my colleagues in the office about this earlier and we didn't fully know the answer. Schools now will all have a safeguarding, set of safeguarding practices. If I'm, head of geography in fourth form and a pupil comes to me and says, my uncle keeps touching me in places I don't want him to and I don't know who to tell, what must flow from that as things stand at the moment?
Nothing.
So that teacher isn't obliged to say to the head teacher or the head of year, this needs escalating?
No.
So what's the point of safeguarding practices in school?
Precisely. You're doing very well. You're going to get an A in this.
It's been ages since I got an A in anything. So that's nice.
This is the problem. It is merely a professional expectation on, for example, doctors, teachers, okay, that a report should be made. And that's all it is. It's a professional expectation, nothing more than that. You can get professionally sanctioned for it, but that, frankly, is not the point. The point is that people need support in the setting. We have just changed
The thing is
because teachers get hung out to dry by the institution. If an institution doesn't want to report, the institution doesn't have to report. I mean, this has come out time and time again at the independent inquiry.
Report to who? The police?
We're getting into the crinkly areas again, very dry and crackly, but here we go. If it's abuse on a child perpetrated by a member of staff in the school, you have to report to the local authority designated officer. A wonderful position that the government at one stage was going to do away with, but pressure forced them not to. It's an excellent position. If, however, it's abuse on a child, child-on-child abuse, abuse on a child in the home, then it has to go to children's services. These are usually now all conducted through what is now called a multi-agency safeguarding hub. Forgive me. This is not of my making.
No, I know, okay? But I'm aware of those. And that would have police officer on it, GP on it, teacher on it, social services on it.
It has the appropriate agencies on it. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
it's interesting, isn't it? Because if in a school setting, because that's where it's likely to happen, isn't it? The revealing, I mean, it's very likely that that's a place a child would consider telling about a problem, whether it happened in the school or elsewhere. If a teacher... The thing I'm most amazed by with you saying nothing needs to happen if that teacher chooses not to escalate it is what that has done is almost a gateway to grooming. I'm not suggesting all the teachers who are told will be groomers. Of course, there won't be. But you have an intimate connection with that child then that I think really should be shared beyond you as an individual teacher.
Look, I concur. And this is why we want well-designed law to be introduced. And you know, I mean, we've had an amendment go through Parliament to introduce it, which secured the consultation on mandatory reporting. Here we are now waiting for the outcome of the Independent Inquiry's final report, which is expected this year. Please hurry up. Frankly, the big ticket item for the inquiry, as has been said by a number of media organisations, the big ticket item is the recommendation for the introduction of mandatory reporting. We lag the rest of the world. 72% of Asia, 76% of Africa, 86% of Europe and 90% of the Americas have some form of mandatory reporting in all their jurisdictions. We don't. Ireland has mandatory reporting. It was introduced, 4 years ago, Southern Ireland. We are so out of touch with this. And the difference it makes, combined with a number of other components, okay, which we have put in recommendations for to the inquiry, and we presented at the mandatory reporting consultations, combined with those, a significant difference can be made. But the government is ideologically against mandatory reporting, ideologically. No evidence supports the retention of the status quo for these.
Why do you say ideologically? Settings. What's their ideology on it?
Their ideology is as follows. The number of times I've been told this by various people in government, I'm heartily sick of it, I can assure you.
Do they think it's a bit Eastern European? East German in the 1980s?
Sorry, just say that to me again.
Do they think it's a bit sort of East German Stasi in the 1980s, snitching on your neighbours?
Let me explain. It's quite simple. There will be a flood of referrals to the local authority and onwards to the police. This is not so. And what's more, the referrals that we receive will all be needle in a haystack referrals, and they will stop good referrals from being investigated. This is utter nonsense. There is no evidence to support this.
All right, Tom, I'm going to have to leave it there. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Tom Perry, founder of Mandate Now.